what it means to be an American. America is freedom, and freedom is special and rare.
We, the people of this great nation.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
We, the people.
We, the people
of this great nation.
Of this great nation.
Good morning, my fellow Americans and patriots all over this great nation. I hope everyone is having a wonderful Friday, because the weekend is right there, and we can all finally put politics aside and enjoy our families and loved ones. Now, that being said, today is going to be an interesting podcast, because we went into first the Matt Gaetz thing. I talked to a fellow streamer in regards to Matt Gaetz and the accusations against Matt Gaetz. The left apparently find him guilty, but they haven't even started an investigation on the man. But apparently the left thinks he's guilty. And then we jump into another interesting subject, which is children. And this is a very sensitive subject for me, because I have a 3-year-old daughter and I have an 8-year-old boy. That being said, I want the best for them. I want the best future for them. And I do worry about the future of this country because of them. I can care less about my life. I can care less about being a sacrifice in this lifetime. I just want America to be free and be the country that I grew up in. That's it. Plain and simple. But we get into nice little debates, nice conversations in reference, and some people even get very emotional and give their own personal life experiences on what they've gone through. It is extremely important to me to post this podcast, because this is something that I've always believed in. I believe that the cause of a lot of these issues that go on right now in America is due to mental issues, mental illnesses that are not treated on time, or lack of government interference and protection of those who need mental help. And unfortunately, Ronald Reagan tore that apart. Although I am a very big fan of Ronald Reagan's policies, he's done a lot of great things through his presidency, but nevertheless, I can also acknowledge the bad that he's done as well. That being said, we spoke a little bit about Matt Gaetz, and we spoke a little bit about what's going on in America right now with kids and what kids go through. And we have some experiences here that are probably going to get you teary-eyed, but experiences of people that have actually gone through this. That being said, I will always be the voice of the American people. I will always be your voice. If you want your voice to be heard, you can email me at Jace, that's J-A-S-E, at therepublicannation.com. If you want to show some love and support, you can visit therepublicannationstore.com. And if you want to watch us stream live, you can always go to trn.network, where we have panels constantly, and we have a morning show, a noon show, an evening show, and a late night show, which we are pushing to make it bigger and better. And with your support, we can make that happen. I'm not a guy that asks for donations, by no means. I would love for you guys to purchase some of the TRN merchandise, because it brings a lot of pride to me. But nevertheless, I love my listeners, and I respect every single one of you and all of your great emails and all the celebrations that you guys send me via email. I appreciate it. God bless all of you. I'm going to go ahead and start off with the Matt Gaetz streams, and then we'll work our way from there to the mental illness issue in America. If I'm correct, is that the whole thing with Matt Gaetz? What you're saying is that there's a tax guy in Florida who was doing sex trafficking, and then Matt Gaetz apparently used his services and sent him money via Venmo. The Florida tax guy who pled guilty and offered to give his info to the state. So the sex trafficker turned on Matt Gaetz. Okay, how much money did Matt Gaetz, do they know the amount of money that Matt Gaetz sent him via Venmo? $900. Okay, so it was a $900. Okay. Was it an underage person? I mean, okay, and then the sex trafficker sent $900 to three girls. Okay, so my question is, do they have a witness? Have they spoken to the girls? Have they questioned the girls? Do they know if the tax guy is Matt Gaetz is a accountant? I mean, is there more details to this case? Okay, so now one of the girls is also a witness. Okay. Then what is it that Matt Gaetz is saying? Because according to his words, what Matt Gaetz is saying is that he was actually helping the FBI, and the FBI has records of this, that he was trying to take somebody out. Take somebody down, not out. So take somebody down. Matt Gaetz has been traveling around with the tax collector since 2014. Okay, so all this is pretty solid evidence. You got witnesses, you got a money trail. Did any of the girls confirm that they had sex with Matt Gaetz? And were they underage? I mean, I'm just curious. I'm trying to find out. That's my big question. Did he sleep? Did he sleep with the underage girl, or did the girl confirm this? Okay. You're saying apparently there are pictures of wild orgies with him and tax collector and multiple girls that were fueled by MDMA. Okay. So we have a similar Hunter Biden situation here where they have evidence and yet nothing's occurred. So where are you getting your information from? Are you getting your information from an outlet that's actually not biased, or is this actual information that can be found from the DOJ or anything like that? He apparently showed photos of this to people in the state Senate. Now, again, my question here, my question, there's been stories that have been written over the years, but again, is there a federal investigation against them right now? Okay, is there a federal investigation right now? And again, were these underage girls? I mean, because one thing I have learned from my past is that when you're in a situation where people are being indicted, a lot of times you are guilty by association. So if somebody is your friend and you happen to be friends with a person that happens to run a pedophile ring and you don't know anything about it, you're guilty by association just because. I mean, people are willing to do whatever it takes to get themselves out of prison. Remember that. No one wants to go to prison. I think it's the Republican Party who is leaking this. It might be, because there's a little coalition of Republicans that want to get rid of the America First agenda. And I wouldn't doubt, I mean, we had the Lincoln Project that went against Trump. Apparently, some of these rhinos that we have in office right now, they are doing everything possible to put America last and put every other country first. But that being said, I am not going to make any excuses for Matt Gaetz, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until I see the actual evidence myself, until I see an indictment taking place. Because if he did have sex with an underage girl, a minor, I would assume the federal government has all the evidence they need and they would indict him, because that's the way our justice system works. And it's not perfect, but it's pretty good. And I think that we would get somewhere with that. So the Republicans really punish those they don't like, and not a single Republican is defending Matt Gaetz. Well, Matt Gaetz has always been extremely outspoken. That's a fact. I mean, he's definitely been outspoken. Right now at this point, there's nothing really, nothing that we can actually confirm. There's really nothing that we can actually confirm. We know that there's a possibility that there's an investigation that was opened by Barr and the DOJ, which is the same situation that Hunter Biden has right now, apparently. I would assume his is a lot more serious since he was doing dealings with Ukraine, China, Russia, and the pictures don't make it any better. I don't know if those were underage women. I mean, people take pictures all the time with girls that they sleep with, and if the girls are with it, I mean, there's nothing illegal about taking pictures with another female or anything like that. That's not against the law, as long as they're at legal age. I would surely be aware if there was something really going on with Matt Gaetz, something serious, it would actually occur. I can't tell you, Andrew Cuomo, everybody's been silent about him. Where are you guys on the attacks on him? He's got 8 accusations or possibly more. I'm curious, where are you guys at with that? How does the left feel about Andrew Cuomo? Guys like to attack Matt Gaetz, but Andrew Cuomo, I mean, let's be real here. The guy has 8 accusers, or I think even more. I'm just wondering, I mean, if you guys are holding the same accountability rules towards the left. So, well, I mean, the left may hate him, but I mean, where's the Me Too movement? Where is everybody that should be attacking this man? The same people that were praising him that gave him an Emmy. I mean, if we're gonna be fair, let's be fair on all sides. Trump does not have 26 accusations. That is bullshit. Show me a factual document showing that there is any evidence that he has 26 accusations. Yeah, he has been attacked. There was a huge outrage against him, yet he is still governor of New York. Just like the governor of Virginia, huge outrage that he was dressed either in a Ku Klux Klan hoodie or he was dressed as blackface. But he's still the governor of Virginia, right? You guys love to hold people accountable, but you never hold your own accountable. I mean, they can force him out. They can. They can impeach him. They can if they wanted to. They choose not to. They even gave Chris Cuomo, his brother, they even gave him instructions not to even discuss it. I mean, no, we're not against impeachment, actually. We are impeachment champs. Back-to-back impeachment champion. So, it's not about us. It's about you guys. Andrew Cuomo has 8 accusers. We may be against impeachment for any reason, but you guys are obviously not, unless it's to impeach your side. It's just very, I just find it very hypocritical from the left, but it's the standard take you guys have. I mean, it doesn't surprise me in any which way. It doesn't surprise me. You guys never hold your side accountable. It's all good. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I'll continue to fight the good fight. I know in my good conscience that I've been on the right side of history from the beginning. I've made my mistakes. For example, if I can go back through time, I probably would not have voted for Bush or Mitt Romney. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you guys love all these scandals when it's a Republican. But boy, when it's a Democrat, you guys quickly don't even discuss it. Don't say anything about it. It's fucking, it's so interesting. I love it. I love it. So the bottom line is, it's pretty much the left are a bunch of hypocrites. They were explaining to me the whole Matt Gaetz situation and what's going on with Matt Gaetz. And I was like, okay, if they find him guilty and if there's really an investigation, I'm with him getting arrested. Obviously, I want everybody to be held accountable. That being said, I want the same thing to happen to Hunter Biden because we know there's an investigation going on with Hunter Biden.
And I'm down with that.
And I'm also thinking to myself, what's happening with Andrew Cuomo?
I'm down with that, too. As a New Yorker, I'm definitely down with that.
Eight plus accusations, and yet he hasn't been impeached, but the left loves to impeach other people.
Well, it's also an ongoing investigation, and they haven't impeached Gaetz yet either. Everybody's waiting until the investigations are done.
Yeah, I know.
And if the investigation comes out and finds that he did do things wrong that violated the law, then yeah, throw him out.
Okay, then let's talk about the governor of Virginia.
What about the governor of Virginia?
The governor of Virginia was dressed in a KKK outfit or blackface. No one knows which one. Everybody was requesting for him to resign, but he did not. The hypocrisy is so funny because when it happens to the left.
Wait.
So wait, we went from.
You don't even know? You don't even know if it. If
he doesn't. He hasn't admitted which one it is. He's one of them. He's one of the pictures. So
wait,
I mean,
hold on. He claims, about a crime versus dressing in blackface and blackface.
Unfortunately, that's a left pushed. That was pushed by the left. I mean, that's super racist. I mean, are you kidding me? If a Republican does that, I mean, come on. I mean, the Margie Green, because she was a Q follower 3 years ago, she was taken out of every committee.
She's a Q follower to this day.
That's not confirmed. That is not confirmed.
She was ranting about Zionist space lasers. Come on, man.
She was ranting about it prior to running.
Oh, man, this is
okay,
funny.
So that being said, again.
I mean, really? Okay, how about this one? Let's do this. Hang on. Let's do this.
Let's have some fun here. Okay.
Let's call it both ways. I was watching Twitter for politics, you know, seeing what was going on. There was an event happening with Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, somebody else. I don't know who. It might have been Kyrsten Sinema. I don't know. And they were out in front of the Capitol, having a thing, celebrating the fact that the filibuster is not dead. And then they went on to say, you know, and then they started talking about this supposed court packing thing that's not even going to ever see the light of day in the House.
Well, we already know.
And they actually had the balls to say, we didn't pack the court. We never packed the court when we had control.
They didn't pack the court.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
They sat on Merrick Garland for a year and confirmed Amy Coney Barrett for the exact same. For the exact opposite reason. I mean,
and and the Democrats are not doing the same right now, passing whatever they want?
They're not doing anything.
They're passing bills left and right.
They're not doing anything, man.
They passed a stimulus bill without even thinking twice, without Republicans backing.
I wouldn't even say that because they had to modify the stimulus bill several times.
It's the duty of the President of the United States, when there's a vacancy, to fill that vacancy.
Donald and Barack Trump Obama did that, and Mitch McConnell never let Merrick Garland see the inside of the Capitol building.
Well, then that's a Mitch McConnell problem.
No, that's a Republican problem because that's a Mitch McConnell problem. Black.
That's a Mitch McConnell problem.
Mitch McConnell is leader of the Republican Party and the leader of the Republican caucus in the Senate.
Okay, well, he wasn't picked by the people, though, to be the leader of the Republican Party. He was picked by his constituents, by the rest of the Senate. And obviously, we know now they're all turning their backs on him. So, Mitch McConnell, I'm not a huge fan of Mitch McConnell.
I don't see them turning their backs on him at all. They're pretty much lockstep with him.
Mitch McConnell will not serve another term. Mitch McConnell's pretty much done. I don't think anybody is really following in his footsteps. I mean, they've all turned their back, even on the impeachment, on Donald Trump. He was for it, and we all know what happened there. So, that being said, you're comparing apples to oranges. That's not packing a Supreme Court. There was vacancies, and he filled the vacancies.
You're talking about sex trafficking and sexual harassment in comparison to someone wearing blackface in the 60s. We're having a little bit of a disjointed.
You're pushing a disjointed argument yourself.
That's what I'm trying to say.
No, I'm not. What I'm doing is I'm showing how easy the left is a bunch of hypocrites. I'm calling them out for the hypocrites they are. They can get away with whatever the fuck they want. They can get away with whatever the fuck they want. They can do whatever they want. No accountability for them, but accountability for everyone else. Who has spoken against LeBron James, for example, and what he posted to 55 million followers?
Actually, a lot of people have.
None of his sponsors have. What about his loving support?
He posted a picture of the rookie cop in Columbus, basically with the words, "You're next."
You mean the one that shot the little girl?
Yeah, the one that defended that shot the 15-year-old who was involved in the stabbing incident. Yeah. He posted his picture and said, "You're next." Then he took it down and tried to explain himself, and people still weren't having it.
Yeah, right. People weren't having it. You mean the right wasn't having it? The left, none of his sponsors, not one sponsor has said a fucking thing about it. Not one sponsor, but he defends China. He defends China for dear life. You know why? Because he doesn't defend China. When the tweet came out,
I said how.
Are you forgetting the whole situation that happened with Hong Kong, and mm-hmm. how he was defending what the Chinese government was doing?
I don't remember that.
Oh, you don't remember? Of course, you don't remember because he makes money off China.
It's
very interesting the way that things work. He divides people while he's sitting in his castle with his throne. That's what he's doing.
Look up.
It's very easy for all these celebrities and all these people in Hollywood to go ahead and post up shit and incite violence in their own way, because they're inciting violence in one which way or another. Because he knows Ohio people are protesting. Mind you, this was a white officer protecting a black person from being stabbed, a black girl from being stabbed. And that is still wrong. Tell me how the fuck that is wrong. Isn't that what their job is? To protect those that need protecting? I mean, I don't understand. Will there be any point in time where an officer will do anything right?
I don't want to talk about the Columbus thing because I have yet to see an uncut camera version.
Well, I mean, every version shows the girl about to get stabbed and then shot. The versions I've been seeing. And it looks pretty justified to me.
How many times did he shoot her?
He shot her 4 times.
Was it 4 enough?
I don't know. That's what the officer thought at that split second to save that other girl's life. That's it.
Hold on. I'm looking at James' tweets right now.
He's talking about something that happened like 2019.
Doesn't matter when it happened.
So the tweet last night about the cop and where it was said you're next, he took the tweet down. But
yeah, I know.
Jace is on about a press conference that LeBron had in China during a promotional tour.
Yeah, I saw that, and he was like, the Houston Rockets general manager, he just wasn't educated. And just dismissed the Hong Kong thing.
And the thing about it was he didn't even want to have the press conference because he didn't know much to talk about it, and Silver told him to have the press conference.
Listen, man, there's no way you're a centrist. I'm sorry, bro. There's no way. You're saying you're a centrist. You're not a centrist.
Reading the facts as they're presented.
You're not reading the
facts. That's not taking a side.
You take every single time that there's any right-wing side, you take the opposite side every single time.
No. You know what's funny about that is when you say I take a side, it's that I'm actually speaking what the facts of the situation are.
You're not speaking about the facts.
I'm taking a side.
No.
I'm looking at the facts as a whole.
You're not looking at the facts. He defended China. Bottom line.
And he also said that he didn't want to do the press conference, and he was told to do the press conference by Silver, which is also a fact of the situation.
Okay, that is a fact, but he defended China in that press conference. Therefore, he was standing in China
doing a press conference saying, I don't know a lot about that, and I don't think neither does the general manager.
That's what he said.
So that's literally what he said.
Okay. So and the response to the tweet of the Houston Rockets, the manager, the general manager.
That's what he said. He said, I don't know enough about it, and the other guy doesn't know enough about it.
What a coincidence. He fights for equal rights and everything, yet he's profiting off a country that literally it's fucking ridiculous, man. What the fuck do you think Shell does?
Like, what the hell do you think, like, massive gas corporations do?
But I'm a leftist for actually looking for the facts of the whole situation. Okay.
No, I mean, I've just never seen you agree with anybody on this panel on the right.
Wrong. I've agreed with Preacher. I've agreed with Zach quite a bit. I even agree with Devil Dog.
I don't know who Devil Dog is. So, but
he's maybe not on when you're on.
Okay. Well, apparently, I'm just saying, bro, it's just, I like
to look at a situation as a whole and not from a particular point of view of a party or an opinion. I want to look at the facts as it is and dissect it from that point. That's my whole take on politics is there's the right, there's the left, and then there's the middle where you have to look at everything. And I look at everything.
Yeah. I just look at common sense. Where does he make his money from? He makes his money from China. A lot of money.
He makes more money from sponsors than he does from anyone else. Where does all the labor come from?
Okay. So yeah, exactly.
He's not going to say anything disparaging of China with the amount of sponsorship he has, the amount of business.
Of course. He's not going to do that, but he'll speak against police officers that actually defend a young black girl. He'll speak against that though, right? Against law enforcement, he'll speak against what he'll probably consider a peasant, right? A police officer, rookie cop. He'll speak against them, but he won't stand up because it affects his pocketbook.
How about this? Since it affects his pocketbook, the tweet that was written poorly, because let's face it, it was written terribly. What has he said since?
He goes, I apologize. I feel as if it was in the heat of the moment. Give me a fucking break. It happened 2 days ago, man. It happened 3 days prior to 2 to 3 days prior to him posting that shit. Give me a break. So he can apologize and he can just get away with it, right? But Trump can't, right?
Fine. You want to take it back? How many other people have apologized and you said, okay, they've apologized. Let's move on.
I haven't said any. Who? Mention one I've said.
That's what I'm saying is from the Republican side of you, how many of those people have said, oh, well, they've apologized. Let's move on. A lot of them. Let's put it, trying to think of a specific scenario where people have apologized for things and then said, let's move on.
Name one.
I'm going to hang on.
Yeah, I know you're Googling it right now on your computer, right?
Because you can't think of one, you need to Google too. So I don't want to hear about it.
I don't Google, man. My hands are right here. My hands are physically visible. I don't Google shit. I never type. You never hear me
typing. Jace. Can we talk? Well, he's looking that stuff up. Do you want to talk about channels we can delete? Because there's like a lot of unnecessary channels here.
What are you talking about?
The cops. I just want to ask the questions that apparently nobody wants to answer.
Why
wasn't the kid tasered and why did he shoot her 4 times?
Because one, you don't tase somebody that has a deadly weapon in their hand in a split second. You got to go for the kill because you have no other choice. It's either you kill that person or they kill the other person. You don't take your time and shoot something, a taser, and sometimes they miss. Or you shoot with
what's going on, Jace?
They had an actual weapon in their hand and they were in the act of killing somebody or stabbing somebody. But again, a cop can never get it right in this country. Not in the way that it's designed right now. Even when the cop does the right thing. You know what we need to do, bro? This would be the best thing. Cops should go on strike and just let the fucking streets take over. Don't worry.
I said that yesterday.
Don't worry about that.
Good luck after you do that.
Suburban areas, I promise you, places like where I live, will be just fucking fine. We'll be just fine.
Yeah.
Let the fucking streets take over.
Because y'all have investment dumps.
No, because we have fucking guns and we have weapons to protect ourselves. And we have a great governor. We have a great governor that doesn't
have parks and recreation and roads in your area. Well, and
No. It's also because we have a governor that just passed a riot bill that gives us back rights. So come do that shit in Florida. Come do those little riots in fucking Florida and come beat up, come try to attack police cars. Come try to do shit like that in Florida, especially where I live. Come do it in Fort Myers.
Well, the DA in Florida might have the balls to do something.
So I'm just saying, I mean, and I don't care whether people agree with me or not. I really don't give a fuck, but I'm not going to continue to allow this villainization of police officers, because a guy's doing his fucking job defending a girl. I don't give a fuck if he used 5 bullets, 3 bullets, 2 bullets, 1 bullet. He had to use whatever lethal force he had to use in order to save that other person's life. That is what a police officer does. They protect people. That's it. Bottom line.
If he didn't act, he could have had 2 people dead. Or, you know, or if he didn't act a second later, if he would have waited a second later, she could have stabbed him and then he could have shot her and then they would both be dead.
I still can't find an unedited version of this.
Wait. Can I just say the fact that I kind of agree with the fact that maybe he should have used his gun and not a taser? I'm surprised he didn't mag dump.
And if he did taser her, she could have, she could have seized up basically, but she could have fell forward and stabbed the girl still.
Tasers are not as accurate.
He opened fire on her while she was standing in front of somebody else. He could have mag dumped and missed and hit the other.
Well, the guy, I looked it up this morning. That a news article came out. The guy was
Air Force marksman, right?
The dude was a marksman. The guy doesn't miss a shot.
And they're pretty trained for that. I mean, they go to the range.
Was like literally expert in his class.
I still cannot find an uncut version of this.
So I don't know. I think in that case, I think the officer was in the right, and I will stand by that.
I'll stand by it too.
I'm not changing my opinion.
I mean, I'll stand by the cop with the Toledo thing, but I still have not seen enough to know about the other one, about Columbus.
The Adam Toledo thing was the Toledo thing was just as
tragic. Too damn fast.
The kid, you know what the sad part is too. Apparently they found out that, you know, the kid was apparently involved in some gang initiation or something. He had a tattoo that just had been put on. It was like a gang tattoo or something. And he got caught up in some gang shit. And that's, you know,
I mean, that's another question I have. When are we going to start holding parents accountable? I mean, again,
that's another thing.
Where were the parents?
Parents, hold your kids accountable for their actions and be a parent.
I mean,
there is a law in New York that if a child commits a crime, the parents are fined. But I mean, even the cops have said it doesn't do a damn thing.
I mean, the thing is that it's crazy. They get on a podium and they go, I wonder why my son was shot. I wonder why the fuck he was out in the streets at that time.
Is this dude actually going to justify the murder of a 13-year-old? Oh, I'm sorry that, you know, misplaced, you know, the police. It was either. Listen, the officer didn't know for sure what the kid was going to do and what the kid wasn't going to do. And how was he supposed to, you know, I'm sorry. It's either you act and you shoot the kid, or you don't act, the kid shoots you, and then you're the one that's dead. So, and then, you know, I don't know if the guy was married or has kids, but then imagine, you know, telling that kid, oh, your dad's dead because a 13-year-old killed him. Yeah, that makes you feel so much better. You know, I'm sorry. It was either the kid he's a victim of gang violence. And you know what? It's tragic. I understand what you're saying. But at the end of the day, the police officer was justified for doing what he did. And I stand with the police officer. The 13-year-old, it's tragic. It's tragic. I understand what you're saying. But in the end of the day, it's either him or the kid.
It's a bad situation all around. There's no winner.
Exactly. There's no winners.
No winner.
No one wins. Someone was going to die in that situation, most likely.
And the same situation in Ohio. I mean,
my heart goes out. That 13-year-old kid did not have to die, but that 13-year-old kid did not have to. He was preyed on by gangs.
That's the thing is
parents.
This is the problem I have is those girls. That was the dead girl's house.
Yeah.
Right.
And these
kids showed up for a fight because those
the thing
the
is. These gangs prey on these young kids because they're disposable to them.
Well, this isn't even a the Columbus thing isn't even a game thing.
Well, no, I'm talking about the thing in Chicago, but yeah, we're talking we can talk about that again too.
I know. We're kind of bouncing back and forth. The problem was is the thing in the Chicago was it happened too damn fast and there's no winner there. There's
even
no
the mayor, which I think she's nuts, but even Lori Lightfoot said that and she's a nutcase, I think. But in this case, she actually said like you gotta look at the body cam footage and we can't jump to conclusions here. And in that case, she made a statement, and I'm like, in that case, I think she did the right thing. But
right now, we do train to shoot. That's the problem.
But
train to de-escalate.
But if you look body cam footage and look at it like over and over again, I wanted to puke afterwards. But even afterwards, it keeps going, and the officer walks over, and you see that they kind of blurted out in the Verge, and I looked at, but you see the kid. You know, bleeding on the ground, and the officer, his officer that he was with, I think it was a female, I think, or I can't remember who it was. But comes over, and the officer, you can hear the officer like clearly crying, and he sits down on the ground, and you can just hear him like, you know, clearly was emotional about it. The officer didn't want to do that.
Well, that is to me, that's a primary difference between him and Derek Chauvin.
But you can hear the emotion in this guy's voice, the face on the body cam footage. You can hear it, and it's just like, you feel for the officer for a damn second. The guy's like, I had to shoot a kid. You know, I guarantee he's thinking to myself, I had to shoot a kid. I didn't want to do it, but it's like, it's either I act or I'm dead, possibly. And he didn't know what that kid was going to do. How is he supposed to know the kid was going to throw the gun away? The kid had his hands up. Put your hands up. He put his hands up and then he throws the gun away. How is he going to know that the kid wasn't going to turn the gun all of a sudden and shoot him? That's the thing. We don't know. And the officer didn't know. It's a split second chance. It's a split second. You have literally a split second to make a decision. I know this because I've talked to officers. I know officers. And you know what? You have a split second. You either act or you don't act. And you're dead.
There's no way.
There's no
positive way for
that. It's a shitty situation. There's no happy outcome in this situation.
And I swear to God, I wish there would have been a happier way to have that. But
I wish too. I wish it is. I wish the kid wasn't preyed on by gangs.
I want to know why he was out that night. I still do.
It was a gang. Apparently, from what reports that they're saying, it was he was involved in a gang initiation.
My question is, where was the mom? I mean, she's there. She gets on the podium for her 5 minutes of fame, talking about, I want to know what happened to my son. I want to know where the fuck you were.
She might have been.
Yeah, I want to know, but it's like, I want these gangs to be held accountable, and they're not being. They never do. And this isn't the first time a young person has been victimized by gangs.
But how do we hold a gang accountable?
You gotta take the fight to these gangs. I'm sorry, the police need the resources to do it.
But that's the problem: is they're handcuffed by the law, whereas gangs are not. I mean, if you think about it, they can't.
Yeah, I know, but we need to do something. I don't know what it is.
Cops have intel. It's very simple. Cops have intel of all these gangs because they do. They have narcotic units and they have gang units. Very simple. The kid got shot by a cop. You look for who's the gang leader of that gang. You arrest them for murder. Very simple. You arrest them for fucking murder.
The gang should be held accountable. Whoever is in this gang.
Are you thinking like RICO?
Yeah. You hit them with RICO.
If one commits a crime, they all commit a crime?
Yep.
Yeah. They're all held accountable.
How did you take that down? How did they take down John Gotti? How did they take down all? I mean, this
taxes.
Is,
well, I mean, Capone, they took down from taxes.
I'm talking about
they
John
didn't
Gotti.
Get Gotti from RICO, I don't think. I think they got Gotti for snitching. The snitches got him.
No, they got him on RICO. He was part of a RICO act. I mean, that's how they took down the entire mob. I mean, Rudy Giuliani did it. He used RICO to his advantage. That's exactly how they took it down.
But they got his information from snitches, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Sammy the Bull was also part of the RICO Act, and that's usually how it works. You RICO Act, and then the gang members will cooperate, but they're still part of the RICO Act. So I don't understand. That's cooperation. That's pretty standard in any law enforcement. They use witnesses all the time, and people turn all the time.
Because I know that, like, Henry Hill, they used Henry Hill, and they got them off RICO, too, didn't they?
Well, I mean, yeah, if you cooperate, I mean, shit, Sammy the Bull killed like 20-something people. He only got like 5 years. I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. That's, I mean, to me, that was a little bit fucking way too much of a fucking, they gave him, but he's back in jail anyway, so it doesn't make a fucking.
You know, but it's like, if you believe that, if these people say they believe that, like, you know, Black Lives Matter and things like that, then you know what? These kids are being preyed on by these people that are black kids, and not just black kids, every minority. And you know what? If you say that they matter, then we have to do something about this stuff because they're being preyed on by these people, by them. And our kids are being killed. And I keep seeing it on the news. I swear every few weeks, every few days I turn on the news and it's like another shooting happened in this neighborhood and it was some act of gang violence or some kid died. And okay, I'm just like
the little girl that was shot at McDonald's.
I'm so sick of it. And I'm like, we're not doing anything to solve the problem. I feel like,
did they ever figure out what was on with that? Or was that just, it was at random?
I think it's still an active investigation. I don't think they've given any more information on it because I've been looking for it, but it looks like
your local heroin dealer. Well,
it looks like it's your standard, like you know, your standard drive-by kind of situation. But whether or not, I mean, look, innocent kids are dying, man. I have a 3-year-old daughter.
That's true, and that's the tragic part.
I have a 3-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old boy. The last thing I can imagine, guys. I mean, look, probably none of you have kids. That's in this panel.
Oh, I do.
I don't, but I want them, and I don't want them. I don't want them to die at the hands of these things.
I've had to live through the last 10 years of school shootings. That's why I'm much more gun control related. Because oldest one, she had to grow up in the era of mass school shootings.
Sorry, if our own government won't do anything about it, you know, I don't know what to do.
I mean, look, you want me to tell you something? I cannot imagine. I can't even fathom thinking if somebody was to kill my son, how I would react, how I would take it. I can't imagine the pain that these people
go. I know how I'd take it, and put it this way. I'm not saying it on stream because it would be against TOS.
It's not even about violence. It would destroy me. It would kill me. I would be dead. I would have no soul inside of me. Like if they take any of my kids, that is my heart. That is what pumps blood through my entire body. I love my kids.
And that's why I'm for more gun control.
Or how about...
That's ultimately wise, because I've grown up in the last 10 years seeing all these school shootings and then having to put my kid on the bus.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I mean, I feel very comfortable. For example, my son goes to a school and his school has a sheriff there. In Florida.
My daughter's high school has a full-time resource officer and they've still had issues there.
Well, I mean, here in Florida, they put a law out. Every fucking school has one sheriff assigned to a school. Every school.
You know, do you know what the one of the main every time there's like one of those mass shootings, and this is something I've done a lot of research on. There's always a correlation to these people and their mental health. And you know what? The big thing that I'm saying is. The Reagan dismantled the mental health system.
Yeah.
And we need to rebuild it.
Well, part of the problem with the mental health system now is you have to actually get people to admit there's a problem. And if you can't get people to admit certain other things in life that seem to be common sense, how are you going to get to admit that they have a problem?
Guys,
if you clearly see that someone has a problem, I'm sorry, if they won't do it themselves, sometimes you have to. There has to be an intervention.
Hey, Ghost.
Does anybody know who Ghost is?
No, actually, I don't.
I don't either.
Okay, so somebody needs to...
Zizzle, you know?
Somebody
raised your hand. Do you know him?
I don't know who he is, but I am going to mute him because somebody needs to vet him because I don't know what he might or might not... You guys are mods, right?
No, I am. Trusted.
Can you drag him into like the stream waiting room and like talk to him because I don't know who he is. Sometimes these people just jump in just to say bad words.
I got him.
I'm just trusted status.
Divide and how we would look.
You know, the
at
girl
art.
That says the guy said, "Do you believe in God?" And she said yes, and she wasn't afraid to say it, and he just shot her.
Yeah. But
And
I'll never forget that from a social aspect, because when I was in high school, we had a class called U.S. Power. And the idea was it was basically, I don't want to make the joke, so I'm just going to leave it as it's a preparedness for apocalypse class. It was a elective class you could take. It was taught by a teacher who at the time was known for being a survivalist. And what happened was the final exam was plan an attack on the high school. That was this guy's final exam. Every year would be to write up a plan to attack the high school and write up a plan to defend the high school.
Wow. I mean, they've definitely prepared people.
Yeah, but this was right when the Columbine thing happened.
Oh, that's
literally the next day the class was canceled.
Yeah, I don't blame them. Yeah.
We would see a great divide
after that.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, we went to school the next day and everyone's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to U.S. Power this period. And we're like, oh, because everybody in school knew what that class was. It was pretty much standing room only in the class. It was a heavy sign-up class. But the next day, you know, my buddies went to their class. They came into my study hall about 20 minutes later. Like, yeah, class has been eliminated.
Yo, does anyone remember, this is another shooting that happened. Does anyone remember that a few years back, I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago, there's that guy that posted a video on YouTube from like, I forgot, it was in California.
Is that Virginia Tech?
That VT, yeah, the guy that was like, the guy that said that all women hate me, and you know, he shot up like a sorority house.
Yeah, that was, I think that was Virginia.
Yeah, all mass shooters all have a similar.
Yeah, and this guy, like I said, this dude was mentally disturbed, and I'm like, people like that. And here's the thing, you know, people said that they were concerned about him, but no one did anything or no one spoke up.
Well, that's the same thing that happened in here in Florida with the kid that went into the school. He announced it prior to doing
that. Happened with 9 or 10 of them.
I mean, again, most of these shootings, which is what I find really,
there's clearly warning signs before these people do these things a lot of times. But the problem is no one does anything.
It's mental health. Mental health is the number one driving issue that drives most of these school shootings.
Yes.
People can say what they want. It's mental health. As long as we medicate crazy, and as long as we medicate these people who are mentally incapable to be able to be in a standard society, to understand or be able to function, these kids who have mental issues go to school, they get bullied, and all of a sudden, they cannot mentally deal with it as some other
people. And then they snap. I was bullied as a kid, but I got help, and you know, and here's the thing, like there comes a point where you just cannot take it anymore and you literally snap, and that's the danger. And you know, thankfully I got the help I needed. I've went through some therapy and got, you know, antidepressants and stuff, but you know what? I'm so much better than I was when I was a kid. And I'm proud of everything I've gone through. And yeah, I'll tell you right now, a lot of people don't understand. And the thing is, I talked to my doctor about this. My doctor says there is a problem with this country where, you know, people are ashamed if they struggle with their mental health. And I tell you right now, if you're in this chat and you struggle, do not be afraid to reach out and ask for help if you need it, because that's why we have, like crisis services and stuff. People will want to help you and people want to listen, but you have to be the one to do it. A lot of times we can't force you to do it.
Correct. You're 100% right. One of the main reasons, why male suicide is so much higher than female suicide is that in our society, we have taught men that it's considered weak to talk about your feelings.
It's not okay to cry and stuff. It's not. There's nothing wrong with it. I have nothing wrong.
Right.
I think here's the thing. You know what? Also, men, and we could literally go on about this. For some reason, right. I know, because I was watching this YouTuber. She did a video about feminism, and she was like, "We can support feminism and not." And she's a conservative, by the way. I forgot her name, so whatever. But she's like, "We can support feminism and not tear down men." And she's like, "And a lot of guys, even myself, feel like I'm daily getting shit on by women, you know, before being a man. And it's like, I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, so
I'm one of your allies.
I mean, so what I think
we
that
have
really,
a societal issue with that.
What we need to fix here is the whole mental health issue of it. And I think parents need to step up a little bit too. Like I constantly ask my son, hey, how's school? I'm always engaged with him at night because I put him to bed. So I'll lay with him for 30 minutes while putting him to bed. And I'll talk to him, how was your day at school? Did anything happen? This and this and that. And then, you know, he told me in one instance, he told me that there was a kid that was, there was a kid that made him cry. Because he was telling him mean things or anything like that. And then I told my son very simple. I go, okay, so if that kid ever approaches you, just punch him in the face. And that's exactly what my son did. He got a referral, but he held his own. I mean, I go old school because that's the way I handled things when I was a kid. I got my ass kicked a lot and I won some fights as well. And I was usually smaller than everybody else, but I mean, now I think that we have a lot of different things. Like, I think when it gets to a, my son's only 8 years old. So, but when it gets to a certain level, like when you're in a, like high school and stuff like that, I think that we should have more therapists, more people asking questions within the school system, within the actual school. And if they see and then they notice anything odd about anyone, they should have some sort of therapist or somebody. I know they have student councils because we had those in school, but somebody that could read these type of things and prevent some of these things from happening. A lot of these things could have been prevented. The shooting that happened in Orlando, for example, in the homosexual nightclub, the FBI had
Pulse nightclub shooting. I remember that. That was tragic.
I mean, it was so sad because that guy was on the FBI's wanted list. Why weren't they following up on it? The kid in the high school, I mean, he announced it the day before on his Facebook page. Why didn't anybody report this?
Yeah, there's a lot of these shooters that who are actually on
that
FBI
freaking
watch
FedEx list. Shooting. The FBI knew about the guy. And then a year later, he shot up the FBI. And
the sad part is that I feel a lot of these people that do this, they're trying to get somebody to stop them. You know, like when they announce these things like that, it's almost like a person that's suicidal. When a person's suicidal and they're telling you, I'm going to kill myself, they're seeking help. That's their way of asking for help.
Oh, no, this is true. This is true. This is Jace is completely right. It's a cry for help. It's like they're pleading, help me. But it's like sometimes, you know, in extreme circumstances, if you see someone saying something like that, they're crying out, but it's like in their, they're not getting in trouble for this. One time I was really like having a really bad day and I started saying some really fucked up shit. And one of my friends called my local police department and the police officer showed up and he's like, I'm not here to arrest you. I'm just here to check in on you and see how you're doing. And we talked for about 20 minutes. He said, listen, if you ever, ever, ever consider thinking about hurting yourself or hurting another person, please, you know, reach out, call us. We'll send an officer over. We're not going to arrest you. You're not a criminal. You didn't do anything wrong. But he's like, we're here. We're your ally. You know, we're here to preserve the community. And we're not just here to like arrest people.
Wow, I see you getting emotional. It really touched your heart.
Because you know what? In that moment, that officer maybe saved my life.
Okay.
True.
I'm sorry to hear that you went through that too. But I'm glad that
was, a few months ago, Mike, when my grandmother died in November. I almost did something that I regret now.
Well, I'm glad you didn't do it.
So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're with us, and I'm glad we're having conversation. Remember something?
Knocked on my door, and he sat down at my kitchen table, and I made a cup of coffee for him, and we just had a conversation. And you know what? That's why I'm so convinced. That's why I say officers are not bad people.
You want me to tell you something? Always know this, because
as a whole are not bad.
I want you to know this.
And he, the dude, the guy gave me a hug, and I was like, and because I needed it. He's like, do you need a hug? And I'm like, yeah, I need a hug.
You want me to tell you something? I want you to know something, that there's plenty of people that love you. Your dad, everybody, you are loved.
Yeah.
I mean, you always have to remember that in your head, that people love you. You will. Yeah. People care about you. You are important. Even though in this whole, we lose ourselves in this world that we live in, we all lose ourselves because we feel this amount of pressure all over us, and all this argument and this division and all this stuff that we have that everybody deals with in this country, and all these pressures that doesn't even have to do with politics, just pressure that you have with your own personal life. And you always have to remind yourself.
I'll tell you right now, my
you always have to remind yourself you matter.
My grandmother was my inspiration, was my rock for so many years. I could call her up and she'd always be there. And then she died in a nursing home at the hands of my own governor.
Yeah.
Governor Andrew Cuomo. And she gets no justice and I have to suffer.
Well, I wouldn't say she's getting no justice, because I would wait.
I hope she does.
I think there's more than
that. That man is still governor of my state. He should be in a prison cell.
And the signs are pointing that he probably will be.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, I just want you to know that you are loved and you are cared about. And I consider you a friend, and I met you a few days ago. You've been on the panel.
Thank you.
And I'll give you my personal cell phone number. You can call me whenever you feel anything. I'll
talk to you later about that.
I've been through so much stuff in my life, and I know a lot of people. I've had depression. I take antidepressants. I take anxiety medication.
I take them every day. I take
Zoloft every day,
and you know what? I hate taking them, but you know what?
They work.
It gets me through.
They work, and the reason I take it is not because I'm depressed. I take it because I suffer from obsessive compulsive disorder. And apparently that antidepressant helps people with my disorder, but I also suffer from anxiety, and I take medication for anxiety, and there's nothing wrong with it. You're not any different. Most people take them.
That's why I said, you know, if I ran for political office, I said one of my first things would be fighting for mental health.
I think we need to fight for that, because I think a lot of these situations could have been prevented.
I will. That is my number one mission.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
fight for the mental health. My fight for the mental health of this country, the mental health of our kids that are dying and suffering, and that are crying out for someone to do something.
America, we need to wake up. We need to really wake up. We need to make sure our kids are taken care of, which is obviously not the situation. As you could see, Republicans and Democrats, liberals, all alike, are feeling the same exact things all over this country. We are no different. We have the same feelings. We feel the same things. We go through the same struggles. But we can't find common ground. And this is a perfect example of why it's so important to focus on the youth right now. And for all those parents out there, make sure you're on top of your kids and know what's going on in their lives. I'm no expert in anything. The majority of my podcasts are opinionated based on the facts that I know. But I can tell you that there's a lot of Americans suffering out there. There's a lot of people suffering out there. And we have to start with the children. We have to make sure our kids are safe. And we have to focus and put a lot of attention into our kids and mold them the right way so they don't go through this kind of stuff in America. We're better than this. This country is much better than this. And I speak straight from the heart because I have kids of my own. And I know this may have been a very different type of podcast, but it was a subject that was brought up, and it was a subject that is dear to my heart. And I felt that you guys and girls and gals needed to get an idea of what people go out go up against every single day. This is not a left or a right situation. This is an American situation. This is a humanitarian situation. We need to really look in the mirror, and we really need to focus on the problems that we have and nip them in the bud. This is why I am personally going to be doing the TRN 2021 tour. I am going to try to attack Generation Z because they still have a chance. We could still educate Generation Z. We can still keep fighting the good fight. But we have to realize there's other issues aside from politics that are affecting our children and our society. And it's very important that we nip this in the bud, and it starts in the House. I know most Republicans are not racist. I know it firsthand. I'm a Republican. And I know we love this country. And I know that the majority of Republicans don't have any issues with people of other color. I don't. But we have to teach our kids from the household. Racism is created from the household. Every issue that we see today happens in the household. If parents would pay more attention to what's going on with their kids, a lot of these situations could be prevented. Let's work together to solve this issue. Let's work together. Guns do not kill people. People kill people. And if we can get that under control, the Democrats can't say anything. They cannot say anything. We already know they're hypocrites. We already know they change the narrative to whatever is in their best interest. We already know these things. This is obvious. These are things that happen every single day. We're seeing it. LeBron James, perfect example. Guy lives in a bubble that's smaller than any bubble I've ever seen. And the bubble obviously has nobody that's white in that bubble. I personally believe LeBron James is a racist. That's my opinion. I don't care. Again, I don't care. I say what I feel, and I will continue to say what I feel. But we need to focus on our children. They are the future. They are what could save this country. And I hope you guys learned something from this panel that I had today. God bless you, God bless your families, and God bless this beautiful country we call America.
It is time for our politicians to summon the bravery and determination of our American ancestors. It is time. It is time to plant our flag and to protect the greatest of this nation. For citizens of every race, in every city, and every part of this glorious land. For the sake of our honor, for the sake of our children, for the sake of our union, we must protect and preserve our history, our heritage, and our great heroes is in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come. We will make America great again.
Damn right we will.